Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. You're tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge show with myself, Israel, and Josie. Shows brought to you and sponsored by the one and only Magic Mind. I actually am streaming live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And this podcast is available on all podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google Podcast. You find me, you just put in the Lunar Lounge podcast. And obviously, if you're listening to this, to the recording that is, you've obviously found a platform where to find me. Thank you very much. I want to thank each and every single one of you who listen to the show, keep the show going. Please, if you are on the YouTube, even if you're not on the YouTube, go to my YouTube channel and go and subscribe. By the way, I'm going to do something which I have never done before. Why? I had a bottle of water and I don't know where it's gone. So I'm going to go and get my bottle of water. One moment. Because I know I had it. Yeah. Can't do the show without no water. Surely not. You know me, man. Cancer rising. I need to have my water. So, apologies for blocking the screen there. I'm back. I've got my water. Mouth's getting a bit, So welcome to the show. If you're listening to the show for the first time, it's a show which just aims to inform, educate, entertain in regards to astrology, the cosmos. A little bit of humor inside, of course. What is happening with the cosmos, how it's affecting us here down on Earth. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment. So we're going to be looking at where the planets are and how that is affecting us. So hold tight. So I'll be sharing the screen in a moment and let's see where the planets are. Shout out to you guys who, again, like I said, listen to the show, but do go to my YouTube and like, subscribe. I need more likes. I need subscribes. Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell, you figure. I'm live on Instagram. Shout out to Fain. Shout out to Alicia. They're on the Instagram. Bonjour from the south of France. Same to you. I'm also live on Facebook, but I don't get to see my... I need to sort that out. Shout out to Faye. Shout out to Michelle. Shout out to Yvette. Welcome to the show, the Lunar Lounge podcast. Thank you very much for your support. So, what is the weather like where you are? Well, guess what? Yes, I am in London, but the sky is blue and it's sunny. Still a little bit chilly though, but you know how it goes. We'll take it. Somebody did say, apparently, it's going to snow this weekend. It's going to get freezing cold and it's going to snow. Please, no. I'm going to make sure I'm going to stock up in the house. I ain't coming out. I ain't taking no chances. So yeah, so that's what they are suggesting. No problem for the shout out, Alicia. No problem. Yeah, happy new month of March. Yeah, fifth day in. So I'll be bringing up the charts in a moment. We'll speak about some astrology of the month of March. What is happening? We've got an eclipse coming up, people. Yeah, it's that time of the year. Eclipse season. Hold on. Coco Brown finally caught the live this year. Shout out to Coco Brown. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Fane is saying it's the same in the south of France. Also, you're getting the same kind of weather, right? Nice and blue skies. Yeah. But something tells me that it's a bit warmer in the south of France. It should be anyway. I should think so. We are talking about the south of France after all. Yeah, keep your questions coming. Shout out to Angela. Thank you. Also joined the show. What else is happening here? Competition time later on in the show. I will be announcing a winner. We do have a winner. Ooh, it was a tight one this week, I tell you. Also, tarot card of the week. That will be towards the end of the show. I'll be getting the tarot card of the week, and let's see what the message or what the insight is for the week ahead. What else has been happening? Have you seen the news? Yes, of course. What is headlining the news? It's Donald Trump, isn't it? Of course it is. This is why I love him. Exciting. Mr. Zelensky, how do you feel? Oh, God. Tell me what an ambush. Shout out to Lexi. Welcome to the show. And I've also got a few announcements also to make. For those of you who are, signed up to my newsletter, you will be getting a newsletter today. But I'll be talking about that later on as well. Mr. Trump, he went in on Zelensky, isn't it? Right, yeah. Let me not talk because, this man's wanting more arms to continue a war. Listen, man, dead this war, man. It's too much. People's lives are on the line here, man. People. Anywho, it was interesting, but I'll hold my tongue. It is what it is. Shout out to Martina. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, hey. Fane is saying it's 15 degrees in the south of France. I don't think it's that warm over here in London. It's getting warmer. It's not bad. It's not bad. Around about this time of day, midday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's warm. It's, well, that's the warmest you're going to get, isn't it? But I don't think it's 15. But so I'm sure it's likely that it's warmer where you are. See, 11 in the UK, baby. So you got extra little bit of heat there in the south of France. Anywho, what else is happening out there? What else is happening in the news? Well, I think Donald Trump stole the limelight definitely over the course of the last week. Yvette saying, why hold your tongue? What did you think of Friday's fiasco? I thought it would go exactly how I said it would go, or... I don't know. I don't see what. I mean, okay, they invited him over, but what's the you know, it just went the way I couldn't see it going any other way. I think Donald Trump's made it clear that he ain't back in this war, and for obvious reasons, stop the war, but make a deal with Putin. I know people are saying that it's going to make it look Putin won and it favors Putin, but why trouble him in the first place? So hey. And anyway, dead the war anyway, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Because you're just going to get more resources and more resources and more resources, and you know what I mean? It's like, brother, prices are going up, inflation, it's affecting people, you know what I mean? People are getting rich off this war. Why? Well, stop it, man. I mean, okay, wars are going to happen. They're inevitable. You're not never going to stop them, but come on now. A war for a year, 2 years, all right, fine. But come on, you're just dragging it on. You want more arms to be having along? Well, Trump's saying he ain't sponsoring that. So, yeah. Martina saying, in Paris, it's beautiful day today, 16. Oh, so it's even warmer in Paris. Okay, that's good, that's good. But yeah, I don't think we're getting that kind of temperature over here in London, that's for sure. But did you not think the room was very unprofessional? Why don't you wear a suit? Was that necessary? Yeah, I mean, of course there was little silliness and, you know, in terms of why didn't he wear a suit? And Winston Churchill, when he went to the White House, didn't wear a suit either. During the World War II, he went up there with army getting the, nobody said anything about that. I think that was a bit, okay, fair enough. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? They're saying that they are, against dictatorship, quote unquote, referring to the likes of Putin. But you're dictating to somebody that they should wear a suit. I mean, the man can wear anything he wants. Leave him alone. Well, what's it your business? If he wants to come up there in a t-shirt and shorts, so be it. You know what I mean? But I do get the other side as well, that there could be if you was a boss of a company, a CEO, I mean, depending on the approach, of course, and somebody came for an interview, in you know what I mean, you might think, are they serious about having this job? So I get it, but yeah, I don't think that was a question that maybe should have been brought up in that, you know, the main thing is about the war and about the arms. Leave the suit till another time, you know what I'm trying to say? Or maybe it could have been a question, you know, I don't think that's a question that should have been, you know, in the context of what the meeting was about. I think wearing a suit is the least that you should be worrying about. But hey, it is what it is. What else? Astrology. Let's go to the astrology of the times, unless there is anything else that I wanted to talk about. No, there isn't. Good morning, y'all. All the way from Memphis, Tennessee, we have Tiffany in the building. Welcome to the show. Thank you. I'm going to share my screen now. And let's bring up chart of the moment. We got the moon in Gemini. The moon has just entered Gemini. We got a Gemini moon. Talky. We're going to talk. We're going to talk it out. Yeah, why not? It is what it is. Yes. Martina's made the point that Elon Musk doesn't wear suits. You're right. I bet you Donald Trump wouldn't talk. Oh, well, it wasn't Donald Trump who asked the question. Fair enough. It was somebody else. But I bet you any money they wouldn't ask Elon Musk whether he wears suits or not. Yeah, I bet you he wouldn't. He won his money. Yeah, of course. You would dare ask him if he would wear a suit. So yeah, but it is what it is. Okay. So what do we got here? Moon has just entered Gemini. We got a Gemini moon, people. Well, this is the chart for the right now, and we'll be looking in terms of what's going on. Venus retrograde, people. How's the Venus retrograde treating you? As I said, Venus retrograde often brings up very often. It's not just ex-partners or people you've had some, intimacy with. It often brings those kind of people back into your life again. People you haven't seen, but it can be friends also as well. Venus is also connected with friends, your social circle. So maybe somebody that you've perhaps, you know, been connected with in a social circle who comes back again. There was somebody who I haven't seen her in years. Well, I still haven't seen her, but I haven't heard from her in years. I was looking at the text. I think the last text was like 2021 or something like that. Yeah, bang, like whoop, WhatsApp. What rock did you crawl from under? Yeah, that kind of stuff. So I've been, it's happened actually twice. One's been a bit longer than the other. The other one I hadn't seen or spoken to in about a year or so. But so it's quite interesting. So Venus retrograde, how's it all keeping you? We're still in early days. You know, it's only been what 4 or 5 days since she started her retrograde. So it's still early days. But do watch how the Venus... Now, it's quite interesting because the whole Donald Trump and Zelensky conflict happened pretty much. You might on the eve of the Venus retrograde. There's no coincidence there. Don't think that, you know. That was also another indication that... things were not going to go as smoothly. You know, Venus in Aries, right? Mercury's just recently, yesterday, moved into the sign of Aries also as well. But Venus in Aries, a zodiac sign that's, you know, quite heated, right? And you want to talk about, you want to do some negotiation, yeah? About, well, you know, you want to talk about war. Yeah. No. It's not going to happen, baby. Difficulties there with that stuff. So that was the Venus. The Venus retrograde just wasn't. It's not having it, man. But it's early days yet. So that was also something that I was going to point out to the whole. Why don't these people have astrologers? Why don't these prime ministers and presidents have astrologers? Will you wake up? I don't know. Well, maybe not. Mr. Zelensky, do you have any? I don't know. Minister vacancies of astrology. I am up for hire. You can give me some of that money that which is the US and the UK and. All the other European countries are giving you. I'll take a cut. Not much. 0.5%. What's 0.5% of £2 billion pounds? That'll do me. On a serious note, I mean, it was going to be a disaster, wasn't it? Another thing which I found quite interesting, Venus retrograde. Pretty much on the day, if not the eve. For those of you who are on social media, there's this thing going around with Burna Boy. For anybody who doesn't know who Burna Boy is, he's probably the biggest, maybe him and Davido are probably the two biggest Afrobeat artists on the planet. To be sincere, I think actually Burna Boy is probably big. Well, I don't know. Davido has maybe got a bigger profile, maybe. Definitely. If he's not the biggest, he's definitely second. But in terms of Afrobeats, and there was this thing about this lady who he had some encounter with, and apparently she said he promised her a Lamborghini, which he said, no, mate. You ain't having it. I thought that was peak for a Venus retrograde. I mean, come on. I mean, what? Yeah, that one really hit home for me. I thought, yeah, that's Venus retrograde. No, you're not getting the Lambo, regardless whether you had intercourse with him or not. You ain't getting it. That's a Venus retrograde. And then we have the Zelensky going up into the White House. With Donald Trump and just getting ambushed, slaughtered, left, right, and center. Although I didn't agree with perhaps maybe the way in which they did it, I'm not necessarily against Donald Trump not backing him or not wanting to give him the arms, and maybe trying to sort out a deal of some sort. I mean, he's a businessman, isn't he? So he's going to try and he's going to take a business approach to it. So he might just say, oh, you know, how about you leave thing for Puding and let Puding control this and control that? And it's all about money, isn't it? That's what it comes down to. Ukraine is rich in minerals and rare earth minerals, man. Make no mistake about it. Ukraine is rich in titanium and other earth minerals. Everybody wants a piece of the pie. I can't stand this. Oh, yeah, we're helping you, the Democrat. No, you ain't. You ain't. It's not free. You're not giving all these arms and all this thing for free. They're signing a deal. You're getting a cut. You're getting a cut of what the country produces. You get a cut of the economical procedures and stuff. It's all this war game, man. I tell you, man. I let them fool you with this stuff, man. I ain't buying it. Martina saying Regan did. Oh, in terms of the question, in terms of the wearing the suit. Yeah, it is what it is. That's Venus retrograde for you. And there is more to come. Stay tuned, people. It's been quite interesting. But yeah, like I said, you may start to... And Mercury is going to be going retrograde soon as well. We'll talk about that. Let's get back to the chart. Venus retrograde. The Sun is, we might as well say, is conjunct Saturn now. Right? So things might start slowing down. We may start experiencing some delays. This could be a frustrating time. This is a time to get organized, people. It's actually a good time to get organized. I mean, Mars is trining Saturn. Really good. I've been speaking about that. And that goes on for quite some time, you know, because Mars has just come out of retrograde. He's moving quite slow. Okay, Saturn's picking up a little bit of speed right now. But so the trine is going on for a good while. We get a good month out of this. So people, this is a time to really sort of like get stuff done. I know I'm getting stuff done. Mars, Saturn trine. That's really good. That's a really good. We got the power of energy, the planet of power, the planet of potency, and we've got the planet of structure, right? Strength, durability, sustainability. Both of them that we're talking about. Sustainable energy. Mars trine Saturn equals powerful, strong, sustainable energy. So people, go out there and start finishing your projects. Start taking on these things that these maybe projects or things that you've left, you've put on the back burner, you've put aside because maybe it was too challenging, too difficult. Mars trine Saturn, this nice, slow, concentrated, sustainable energy is at your fingertips that will allow you to finish, get things done. But we do have a Sun conjunct Saturn right now. So things may be slowing down just a tad a little bit over the course of the next, over the course of the next week. Let's call it as it is, right? So let's continue. March 6th, what do we have? The Sun's moving closer to Saturn. Not much really happening there. Let's keep it going. I'm looking at the degrees. On the 11th of March, we've got an exact Sun conjunct Saturn. So between today, the 5th, up until the 11th, the 11th of March is when the Sun conjunct Saturn is going to peak. This is going to be an interesting time. We may hear of, again, something in and around the government, maybe more than likely, perhaps, maybe Donald Trump. Speaking about something, I think it's quite interesting with this whole tariff thing, because Donald Trump ain't backing down. You got to pay your tariffs, man. Oh, Martina's saying Reagan. Yeah, Reagan. Ronald Reagan had an astrologer. Yeah, actually, it wasn't Ronald Reagan who had an astrologer. It was his wife, Nancy Reagan, who had the astrologer. And she was using the astrologer behind the scenes. But she was using it also to influence certain political decisions. So you're correct there, Martina. Thanks a lot for that. Reagan did was influenced. He didn't have an astrologer directly, but his wife did. His wife took care of that. Princess Diana, of course, had one as well. I mean, I know her quite well. when I say I know her quite well, I'm not talking I knew Princess Diana. I mean, I know her astrologer, who her astrologer was, because Diana's no longer with us. But I know her astrologer very, very well. And there's other certain members of the royal family as well who've dabbled, and I'm quite close to the people but I mean generally they don't, and if they did, I'm not saying the world would be perfect, but you'd make better decisions, that's for sure. Penny Thornton, yeah, that's correct, Martina, you know her too. You'd make better decisions. I mean, there's always going to be difficulties and challenges, but I mean, come on, man, get some astrologers on board, give it a try. You can do like a, you know, no win, no fee kind of thing. So yeah, it is what it is. Coco Brown saying, gotta go. We'll watch the replay. Yeah, no problem. War of words. Yes, Michelle, you're correct. It is a war of words. Angelique, Venus is protecting me, I think. I'm Libra rising. So if you're Libra rising, Venus is in your seventh house. Venus is protecting you? Okay, tell me more. Shout out to Angelique all the way from Dubai. Yeah, don't worry, Angelique, I will be joining you soon in Dubai. Yeah, I'm coming back there. I was there a few weeks ago. A great place. Yeah, maybe making moves out there too. Women need to stalk Angelique. I like that. Tiffany's saying he's ruining our country. It's a coup. He's ruining our country. Behave yourself. Someone told me to go to hell, and I said I'm already there because I live in the US. What else you got? What's wrong with you guys, man? You make this thing doom and gloom, like, you know what I mean? Angelique saying sadi sati. Oh, you're having your sadi sati now. Okay. Well, that's something else. That's more of a Saturn moon thing. We must catch up. Yeah, it would be great to talk. Sadi sati can be a bit heavy. It's not always bang on though with the sadi sati. Sorry to go off tangent there because I was talking about the astrology chart, but yeah, it's very, very easy. Happy to help. Been here 6 years in business. It's awesome here. Wished I moved years ago. Yeah, I agree, Angelique. I'm saying the same thing. So you're talking about the Venus rules Libra. Yeah, because you're Venus, because you said you're Libra rising. No, I get that, but I was just wondering how it was protecting you, because it's your chart ruler. Venus is your planet, isn't it? I mean, you're Libra rising, but while she's retrograde, and she's retrograding in your seventh house, it can be good for relationships, I guess. Let's see. It's early days. Like I said, remember she's going to be retrograde for 40 days and 40 nights. We all know where we've heard that one before. Yeah, give me a shout, Angelique, man. Let's connect. we got business. Shout out to Pretty. How are you doing, Miss Dodia? Another person who I met and saw and had lunch with in Dubai. Shout outs to you. Welcome to the show. How's life in Dubai? Are you still in Dubai? I'm coming out there. Angelique saying Venus is great for money. Oh, yeah, Venus loves a bit of money. Can't go wrong with Venus on money. Venus is, yeah, keep giving Venus money. There's one thing you have to give Venus, keep giving Venus money. So, yeah, so that's good. You know, Venus being your ruling planet. But let's see how this Venus retrograde is going to, because there's lots more dynamic and exciting things to come. And I think it's going to be interesting when Venus also retrogrades back into Pisces, because she's going to go back into Pisces where she's exalted. So I think that's also going to be quite interesting as well. Anyway, back to the chart. Sun, Saturn on the 11th of March. Things, people, slow down. I'm going to repeat this again. For the next week, people, take your time, slow down. Why? Because the sun is conjunct Saturn. Yeah? Time to be more, great time to be productive. Great time to stay focused. Great time to, this ain't the time to be doing things big, big. This is the time to narrow your focus, stay concentrated, slow down. You're likely going to experience some delays. I know I'm experiencing one. I've been expecting something, but it's like, yeah. Is this thing going to come? Let's see. Anywho, Sun, Saturn is really about concentration and focus on energy. Yeah? It's about disciplining yourself. This is a great time to get yourself disciplined, to really sort of like get yourself in routines. So, yeah. Coolio. It is what it is. Yeah, shout outs to Pretty and your wonderful husband as well. Give shout outs. So this is what your son Saturn essentially is about, or the sun Saturn is going to be about. So let's watch this space. So that peaks on the 11th. Of March, we're going to have an exact conjunction. On the 12th, the conjunction still will be there, but the sun will be moving on, so it will start to wane. And okay, even the day before, or even on that 11th, we're going to have an exact sun conjunct Saturn, and we're also going to have an exact Mercury conjunct Venus in Aries. What is that about? Mercury Venus. It's a love of communication. It's good communication. It would be great for socializing. Nice for a nice chit chat, catching up with friends. Really good. Mercury Venus is very good for social life. Yeah. So this is going to be on the 11th. So I bet even coming up to that 11th, maybe around the, you know, the 8th, 9th, 10th. 11th of March, we could see a lot of social activities, people connecting with friends, having a good time, having a good chit chat, sharing lots of knowledge. This can really be good. Mercury Venus can be a very pleasant time. So, okay, we'll take that. But at the same time, we are having a Sun Saturn as well. So, yeah. So watch this space. Then on the 12th, what starts to happen here? Okay, we continue. 12th, 13th. On the 13th. No, not quite. On the 15th. On the 14th. What am I talking about here? On the 14th of March, we've got an eclipse coming up. It's on the 14th. On the 14th of March, we've got an eclipse. We've got a full moon eclipse in the sign of Virgo. The nodes have recently moved into Pisces Virgo, and they're going to be there for the next 18 months, so to speak. There is going to be one of the eclipses. I think the next one, actually, the one after this one, which will be around the 29th of March, we're going to have, that one's also going to be an eclipse. That's going to be a solar eclipse. It's going to be in Aries. So we're going to have a new moon solar eclipse in Aries around the 29th of March. I'll talk more about that one next week. Let's face this one. What's going to be happening is, over the course of the next 18 months, there's going to be a series of eclipses in Pisces and Virgo, except the one in at the end of this month, which is going to be in Aries. But nevertheless, we're going to be having these eclipses. Eclipses are about endings and new beginnings. This is a full moon eclipse, which means that something is coming to completion. Oh, by the way, remember that eclipses also are activated approximately about a month, sometimes a bit longer than a month, before the eclipse. So this eclipse coming up, and it's a total lunar eclipse, by the way, it's going to be a total lunar eclipse. This eclipse coming up, in terms of where it's going to be crossing, guess what country can see it? Yeah, you got it. The USA. This eclipse is going right across the USA. Remember, when an eclipse can be seen from a particular country, that country, it will magnify what's in it. So what we saw happening with President Trump and Zelensky the other day, it's this eclipse. This eclipse is magnifying, and we're going to see more. Watch what happens with the US over the course of the next month from the 14th of March. Big stuff is about to happen. It's about to get explosive. It's a full moon, which represents full manifestation. Now, on an individual level, everybody listening to this is old enough, you need to be thinking, what was happening in your life 19 years ago? 19 years ago, we're in what? 2005? So what was happening in what? 2000, we're in 2025. Why did I say 2005? 2025. So you want to be going back to what? 2006 is what you want to be going back to. This time around, this time around in 2006. Getting my years mixed up. We're in 2025 now, so count back 19 years. Which brings us to early 2006. What was happening in your life? What changes were being made? What was finishing for you? Or what was starting? Because this eclipse is about to bring that to an end. We have finished a Cyrus cycle. So, yeah, we need to be looking about that. So, eclipse season, people. Yeah, so watch it. This is going to be on the 14th of March. We're having this full moon, total full moon, lunar eclipse. Full moon, lunar eclipse. So definitely watch out for that. I'm just looking here at the chat here. Angelique is saying, I know Tiffany. Oh, so you guys are talking 180 degrees. Yeah. My Saturday coincided with COVID lockdown. Too funny. I have grown up. That's for sure. Okay. Yeah. Saturday will do that. This eclipse is over my 12th house, emphasizing no doubt coming my way. Spirituality. Yeah. Anything 12th house is really good for spirituality. Yoga, meditation. It's really anything that can tap you into that inner world. Yeah, that's what it's about. Tiffany's saying, please listen to Canada's Prime Minister's speech from yesterday. Oh, yeah, Mr. Justin. Yeah. Okay. Ain't looking good for Canada. If we're not careful, Donald Trump might just invade Canada. Yeah, and Mexico too. Let's face it. I mean, America owns, I mean, part of America is Mexico, isn't it? Let's face it. Let's be honest. Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco. Yeah, that sounds Spanish to me. But it is what it is. We live in a crazy world, you know. We live in a crazy world, I tell you. It's crazy. So do watch out for this eclipse. It's going to be a big one. Going to be a big one there. So that's on the 14th. I will be talking more about that next week also as well. Things to do. Yes, you want to be charging your crystals, people, with this eclipse. Full moon. Get your crystals out. Charge them up. Yeah, get an eclipse behind it. Yeah, that's good, that's good, that's good. So I'll be talking more about that and what we can do in regards to charging up our crystals next week, and rituals and mantras and, positive affirmations and visualizations that you can all do under that moonlight. So that's going to be on the 14th of March. Now, guess what? Now, this is where it gets a bit spooky. On the full moon, it's going to be in the sign of Virgo, right? What planet rules Virgo? Well, it's Mercury. Guess what? Mercury stations on the 14th of March to go retrograde. You couldn't make this up if you tried. It's crazy. The planet of information and communication is going to begin his retrograde journey on the 14th, when there is a full moon eclipse, by the way, in the sign of Virgo, which is ruled by. So, yeah, watch this. Fane is saying, 20 degrees Virgo, the full moon. No, it's not going to be at 20 degrees. It's going to be about 24. Let me get the hours correct, and I will show you, because I know it's going to be 23. It's like 23 degrees. Yeah, it's going to be 23 degrees Virgo, 23/24 degrees Virgo. It's going to be at that degree. So if anybody out there, if you've got any planet at 23 degrees of the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, have a check. They're going to get triggered. Definitely watch out for that. But full moons always bring things to the light. They bring things to a peak. But I think it's just very interesting that Mercury also stations to go retrograde that day as well. I think that's telling us something, that's highlighting something in regards of our thinking, in regards of our communication. So do watch it. Now, the thing is, this full moon eclipse is also coming along with Saturn. It's got a Saturn energy. Saturn's close by. Saturn's right next to it. Saturn's next to the sun. Right? So full moon is coming with a heaviness. I must say, there is also a trine to Uranus. Okay, that can wake things up a little bit, but Saturn definitely cannot be ignored. So this full moon is coming with a heaviness, it's coming with a melancholic nature, it's coming with a seriousness, it's coming with burdens, it's coming with heavy karmic results. So watch this space over the course of the next month. Looks like it's going to be a little bit tough, this one, but I'm optimistic about the future. Let's watch this space. So Mercury starts his 21-day retrograde starting from what? Well, he goes stationary on the 14th, so even 15th, but by the 16th, he's in full swing of retrograde. So we're going to have Mercury and Venus retrograde in Aries. Both of them will go back into Pisces again. Unfinished business. When a planet retrogrades and goes back into the previous sign, it means there's unfinished business. So there's still some Pisces, you know, things that we've got to do, right? So it is what it is. Martina's saying Venus Virgo at 23. Okay, so you've got Venus in Virgo. Well, this is waking it up in the 8th. Watch your money, baby. So yeah, so that's definitely going to trigger that one. Bang on as well. Exact. So you want to be looking at your relationship life, especially 19 years ago as well. Look what was happening in your life 19 years ago, people, with this eclipse coming up. We're talking about this time of the year in 2006. I keep want to say 2026. No, 2006, right? Go back there. That's 19 years ago. What was happening? What happened? What changed for you? Did you get married? Did you get into a relationship? Did the relationship end? Did you start a new job? Did you travel? Did you migrate? Did you get some money coming in? Did you spend a lot of money? Did you lose a lot of money? Did you go bankrupt? What was it? Did you have a baby? I'm talking to everyone here, not anyone. I'm just letting you know these are the kind of things that can happen under these eclipses. Go back. Go back in your diary, people. Martina's saying, God, I can't remember that long ago. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's yeah. So sometimes it's. I thought you ladies have a diary. Yeah, I thought you had a diary. Angelique is saying Mars 22 Virgo and Pluto 22. Oh, it's gonna picking up your Mars. It's picking up your Mars. Oh yeah. It's gonna pick up that Mars. Okay. Yeah. So anybody with anything in the mutable signs around that degree, do watch out, especially in close proximity. If it's 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 of either Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, or Pisces, it's being picked up. So, yeah. I think I'm going to leave it there. In terms of the cosmic news, I won't go further. Next week, we shall branch more. For the rest of the month, what it's looking like. But yeah, it's a big one. Eclipse season. We're here. And it's passing over the USA. It's gonna be a blood moon. Yeah. LaDonna is letting me know. I can't remember what I was doing in 2006 other than going to uni. Okay. What was happening in uni, I guess, is what you want to look at. But yeah, people, you know, I don't know. I mean, life is full of, you know, it's a storybook, isn't it? You know, if we want to look at our autobiography, sometimes it can be thing. But yeah, just try to think, try to reflect. 2006, this time of the year, what was happening? Anything finishing for you? Were you starting something? Were you, you know, beginning? Again, of course, on a personal level, it depends where that eclipse is landing in your chart, and it's going to be landing in different places for different people. But yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, that is the chart for now. Angelique saying made a ton of money on a house sale. Oh, bring it on. We need to talk, Angelique. We definitely need to talk. Speaking about houses as well, and you're in Dubai, please hit me up. Yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, I think I'm gonna leave it there with the the whole astrology. Next week, we'll continue and have a look at the rest of the month in terms of what's going on. So, but yeah, but retrogrades and eclipses and could be a little bit of a could be a little bit of a thing month, right? Okay. Where are we at? You know what time of the week it is. It's competition time. We do have a winner. Four people. Only four people. Guess you don't want the money. It's only £30. Anywho, I asked last week, what planet rules vultures? Oh, yeah. Remember last week? I couldn't remember the week previous in terms of what I asked. It was what planet rules pigs? What planet rules pigs? Nobody got it anyway. But last week's question was, what planet rules vultures? Vultures, vultures, vultures. Okay. We got four answers, and this is the order in which they came in. Christian, you came in first. Leroy? I don't know if it's Leroy or Lee. It's not Leroy. Leroy, you came in second. Banji or Joe, you came in third. And Raija, you came in fourth. So the question is, who's the winner? Well, the winner goes to, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Leroy. Yes, the answer is Mars. Mars rules vultures. First person who came in actually was Christian, but your answer was wrong. You said Saturn. I can see why you'd say Saturn, I guess. But no, vultures are ruled by Mars. They're ruled by Mars. Banji as well. Yeah, you came in. You said Mars too. What planet rules vultures? Mars. Yeah, you're on the button, but you don't get the money. Yeah. You know what? All three came in zero, like you came in one after each other. Seriously. It is what it is. Okay. So for you, Leroy, £30 will be on your way into your whichever account, PayPal, whichever one. Thank you. Now, this week's competition. So what happens is I ask a question, and the first person who answers me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time. So do adjust your clocks. Next week, UK time, do a cross. You know you can send emails. You can time them, you know. You know you could send an email. You could, maybe you got a bit techie. You know you can send an email days before and send it for, send it out at a particular time. Right. Yeah, come on, man. Get your mind. For those of you who listen to the recording, the email address to send the answer to is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Send your answer there. I'm going to ask a question now. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at midnight. What planet rules peacock? Well, I think I've asked that one before. No, I'm not giving you that one. I've asked that one before. No. Come back a bit. I was going to say, what planet rules peacocks? But I've asked that one before. I remember now. I knew there was something. Okay, so we're gonna have to give you another one. Okay. Let's go. I'm trying to think of this should be an interesting one. What planet rules deers? A deer? You know, a deer. Bambi. Deer. Yeah. What planet rules deers? Okay. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, GMT, you get £30 sent over to you. What planet rules Dia? Dias. Did they say Dia? No, Dia. Yeah, well, you know what Dia is. Like Bambi, yeah. What planet rules it? Send your answer in. First person who gets in from midnight, next week Wednesday, GMT, you get 30p. Mary's saying, hard to remember precisely. I was definitely not paying any bills at that time. I miss those days. Yeah. Mary, you're rich. Give me some of that money. Give me some of that money. We're all rich. Sometimes we just don't know it. But believe you me, we are all rich. The universe, it's in abundance. Yeah, quite interesting how we go to war. I mean, I don't know. It's part of the growth, I guess. But we live in an infinite universe. Yet we will go to war over scraps. I mean, really? And kill people. You know, we like to talk about, oh, we're in the modern age. We are so civilized. You know, democracy. Yeah, right. Ain't nothing changed from 1,000, 2,000. We're still dying the same deaths. We're still killing each other over the same things. Still going to war over the same things. Ain't nothing changed. The only difference is you're wearing a suit. Unless you're President Zelensky. That's all it is. We're just dressed up in a different package. Same stuff. As they say, same shit, different toilet. That's all it is. A few announcements that I've got to make. People, there's going to be a free introduction to tarot this Saturday coming at 2 p.m. UK time. Free introduction to the tarot. For those of you who follow me on the social medias, should have seen it. I've put the post there. The link is also there as well. However, you can email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Maybe I should put that up, my email address. So there it is on the screen. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Yeah, please feel free to email me if you want the link, but it's there, you know, for especially on the social media. You can find it. However, the week after, on the 15th and on the 16th, on the 15th of March, there's going to be a 8 week, maybe 8 to 10 weeks. Beginners, tarot for beginners. For those of you who have done my beginners class, on the 16th of March, there is going to be the intermediate level. It's been long awaited. That one's also going to be a 8 week course as well. So 8 week for the beginners, 8 week for the intermediate level. For those of you who want to take it to the next level. For those of you who have done my beginners, and wants to do the intermediate level, please make sure that you've been practicing and you're on point. Because a lot of it is going to be you. You're going to be doing the readings. Right. Okay. So, yeah, very interactive as well. But I'll be looking also at the astrology, numerology, and colors, and yeah, other symbolism also in the tarot cards as well. So we're going to be looking at that. So it's going to be, yeah, more in depth for the intermediate, of course. It's intermediate level. But so beginners starting on the 15th, intermediate level, tarot starting on the 16th. Get on it. Astrology, astrology, astrology. The astrology courses, the prices are going up again. Yeah, do remember all my courses. You have lifetime access to them. Reading material, recordings of the classes, topics of recordings, they're also available. Once you sign up, you get your own portal and you can log in and watch at any time, read at any time. So it's there. But also, I have live classes every week. A astrology classes, two classes at the moment a week. There's going to be a third one being added to it in a few weeks' time. So we have two classes on a Tuesday, one at 12 p.m., one at 6 p.m. UK time, and I'm going to be adding another one, possibly either on a Wednesday or Thursday. Get on it. There is no other astrology academy that is doing that. So come on board. Get with it, people. And there's also a discount going on, 20%. So you might want to get on that before the prices go up again. Numerology has already started. I told you there was a cutoff point for the numerology. Guess what? Somebody went and signed up again. Just, what, 2 days ago? Okay. No more, please. That's it. the numerology started. But if you do sign up, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're still... I ain't going to kick you out, but you just got to got some catch up to do. What else? Yeah, I think that's it for announcements of courses and classes. I did say this year, it's all going to be about the learning. So yeah, it's cool. Tiffany's asking, what degree is the Pisces eclipse? It's going to be in Virgo. It's going to be at 23 degrees Virgo. 23 degrees Virgo, yeah. Which Pisces one are you exactly speaking about? Are you talking about the one in September? There's going to be one in September. There's only one eclipse in Pisces this year, and that's going to be on the 7th of September, right? And that's going to be at 15 degrees of Pisces. On the 7th of September. Other than that, there's four eclipses during this course of this year. The next one's going to be on the 14th of March. 14th of March, we're going to have the first of the eclipses. That's going to be a total lunar eclipse. A total lunar eclipse in Virgo. Then 2 weeks later, there will be a solar eclipse. It's going to be a partial one. It's not a total one. It's a partial solar eclipse. And that's going to be in Aries. And then the next one will be a total lunar eclipse, another total lunar eclipse. And that's going to be in September, on September the 7th. And that's going to be at 15 degrees of Pisces. And then 2 weeks later after that, there will be one on the 21st of September. And that's going to be another solar partial eclipse. And that will be in Virgo at 29 degrees. So four eclipses over the course of this year. That's how it's going. So, note them down. I'll be talking about all of them right here, the Lunar Lounge. Shout out to Shade, the goddess. Big up yourself, man. Caught the live just in time. Yeah, you kind of did. Well, as it's finishing. It is what it is. No worries there. So, where we at? We are at the tarot card of the week, right? So let's pull out the tarot card for this week and let's see what's happening. What can we expect? So bear with me. Because I've got places to go, people to see. So yeah, let's see what is the card of the week. I'm going to go right at the bottom. What do we got? Oh, I like that one. Bring it on, baby. Give me some of that. What do we got? We got the Six of Pentacles, baby. Can't go wrong with the Six of Pentacles. Balance, money, opportunity. This card is a card about opportunity. It indicates that over the course of the next 7 days, we may come into a little bit of fortune, maybe opportunity. Now, when I say fortune, don't always just think money. We can all be fortunate in many different areas of our life. This card is a card about opportunities. Opportunities presenting itself. Could be a good gesture. Maybe somebody doing you a good favor. Maybe you doing a favor for somebody. Either way, it will pay off. Very often, this card can be connected with money you didn't have to work for. Six of Pentacles, really good card. It's got a karmic kind of energy to it. It somewhat indicates something's been, the equilibrium, the balance is being set. A good deed that you have done in the past coming back. That is what the Six of Pentacles essentially is about. So, great card. I like it. Pay out. But also as well, you be generous as well where you can be generous. Offer advice, assistance, wherever you can also as well, because it will be very much needed. It's a two-way thing. But this is a great card for us for this week. So, yeah, look out for that. Look out for fortune. Look out for opportunity. Let's do it. What else before we close? Take a sip of water. I've given you all the announcements. Don't forget, if you know anybody who would like to attend the free beginners, introduction to the tarot. Be sure to, they can hit me up at sacredplanets@gmail.com. But if you look on my social media also as well, whether it's on, I've posted it on Instagram, it's on all of them. You'll see the video there where I'm talking about it. The link is also there as well. But if you want to hit me up for the email for the link, you are more than welcome to do so. And on that note, I've pretty much come to the end of the show. Shout out to I Am Astrology Readings. Hi, how you doing? You come right at the end though, man. For those of you who are listening to this on YouTube, please, guys, hit that like button. Follow, subscribe, send to people. Tell your friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah. So it is what it is. Don't forget the courses. Introduction to the Tarot free session. That's going to be this Saturday at 2 p.m. Spread the word. And then the courses are going to be starting the following week on the 15th and on the 16th. 16th is going to be for the intermediates, for those of you who've done the beginners. Make sure your skills are sharpened. On the 15th is going to be for new beginners. 8 weeks tarot card. I'm going to be talking you all through it. Sharpening up your intuition. For those of you who are members, who are subscribed members, remember, for those of you who are subscribed members, you get, I think you get something like 40% off. Yeah, something like that. But there is a 20% discount going for you guys as well, if you want to sign up. But come to the free one, Introduction to the Tarot, this Saturday. It will be good. People, I have got to go. People to see, things to do. Thank you very much, all. Shout outs to Faye, Yvette, Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Shout outs to Mary, my dear. Love you, love you, love you. Sending you lots of love and healing energy over there. Shout out to Shade. Shade the goddess, thank you. Big, big, big hug, big love. Much love going out to Lexi. So many names to mention. Angelique. Hit me up, as soon as I finish this thing, hit me up. We need to talk. Who else? Angelina. shout out to you as well. Shout out to Fane, all of you guys, pretty, all on the Instagram. LaDonna, Fane, Martina, shout out to you all. Really appreciate your participation. Keep the show going. I will be with you again, same place, same time, next week. You know how it goes. And you know what happens when you hear that sound, right?
I hear makers.
It means that the show's over.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
You have been tuned in. You have been listening to the one and only Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Ojozi.
Welcome to the Lunar.
My time is out. People, stay good, stay blessed. Thank you. Have a great week. Out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.